Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1673 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. To see me and how I was feeling. He asked me did I know Mr. Jacobs of Atlanta. He asked me whether I was sick enough to have a doctor. If I was, he would have one come in right away. I said, no, sir, not now. He went away just then and went in Mr. Jake Jacobs, a man who keeps a pawn shop at 120 Decatur Street, Atlanta, Georgia. Mr. Jacobs shook hands with me and called me Mr. Allen. Mr. Burns called me Mr. Allen when he talked to me, too. I asked Mr. Jacobs, why do you call me Mr. Allen now that you got up here, too? He told me I was in a different country, and I was just as much here as anybody else. I told him, well, I know that. He said my wife was wanting to see me mighty bad. Mr. Jacobs asked me, why did you leave Atlanta? I said, why, Mr. Jacobs? He said, your wife told me that the detectives all told her to keep Allen out of the city because they are wanting him here. How come you to leave Atlanta? He asked me again. I left Atlanta of my free will. I told him, Jacob said, you know you are lying. I am a good mind to knock you over from this to BLE. I asked him, why do you speak that way? He answered, because you know you are lying. You were paid to go away from that place, and you gave your wife $35 to pay her rent with, and you pawned your things to get away. You left. He said, you know who gave you that money, or you to leave town, those city detectives, and you won't tell it because you are afraid of them. You don't have to go back down there. You are scared of them. How many times have I seen John Black say, come here, you black son of a bitch, and slap your jaws? I told him it wasn't true that I had not been paid anything to leave at all. Before I finished talking with Mr. Jacobs, Mr. William J. Burns came in. He said at first, Mr. Allen, the only thing we want of you is the truth and nothing but the truth. You know when you said that you didn't know any of the parties personally, Jim Conley or Leo Frank or Newt Lee, that you is absolutely lying. You know when you say that you had $320 of your own honest, clean money that you worked and shoveled and got hold of in Atlanta, that you are a damn lie.